Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of In Accord. I hope you're doing well as the hot summer continues here in North Texas. For many of our children, they have already headed back to school, and the summer recess is over. In fact, for our grandkids, summer is officially over, and they're all back in school. This In Accord is being recorded on Tuesday, August the 19th. My wife, Donna, and I have just returned from a trip to Switzerland and to France. We were invited to accompany the regional director of the French work, Mr. Joel Meeker, and his wife, Marjolaine, on a church visit. Originally, Mr. and Mrs. Franks were scheduled to go on this trip, and the six of us were to visit the members in Switzerland and France. As you know, Mr. Franks is still in the process of recovering from his heart issues and was unable to make the trip. He is steadily improving, and we look forward to his return to the office in September. I would like to give you a brief update on the trip. Mr. Meeker will present the In Accord next week, so I'll only touch on a few of the details. We met the Meekers in Zurich, Switzerland. They had flown in from Prague, and we had flown in from Dallas on a direct flight to London. We then changed planes and then on to Zurich. The first Sabbath, we met with the brethren who attend the congregation in Switzerland. The congregation is small, as are many of our scattered congregations around the world. There were 12 in attendance, including visitors. The congregation meets in the western part of Switzerland in a town called Everdoen. Don and I were very excited to meet the brethren. They gave us and the Meekers an extremely warm welcome. We were able to visit before and after services. We also shared a meal together. You won't believe the variety of cheeses and breads that the congregation served. If you like cheese, and I do, it was incredible. Mr. James Muir and his wife Odile assist Mr. Meeker in the church in Switzerland and in France. They were with us in Yverdon and also in Paris. For those who will attend the French Feast site this year, Mr. Muir is the local coordinator for that site. We appreciate his and Odile's service to the brethren and the work of the ministry. En route to Geneva, we drove through some of the most picturesque mountains and landscape that you can imagine. Around every turn, it was though you were looking at a postcard from Switzerland. For Donna and me, the beauty of Switzerland was everything we had imagined and even more. From Geneva, we flew to Paris, where the congregation meets for church services. Before the Sabbath we arrived, we toured the landing areas and battlefields of Normandy. This is where the Allies landed on French soil on D-Day, June 6, 1944. That was 81 years ago. I must say it was extremely emotional seeing the extent of those broad beaches and the sheer cliffs that the troops had to assail. Nothing in war is pretty. Seeing all of this in person was quite sobering, and I don't believe I will ever forget the experience. On the Sabbath, we met in Paris with the brethren for church services. Once again, what a wonderful and friendly group of God's brethren. We stayed and visited for hours after church until the brethren had to leave in order to catch transportation to head back home. It is not uncommon for them to take a car, then a train, then a shuttle, and then an Uber or a cab to come to church so that they can assemble with the members on the Sabbath. Often they travel 5 to 9 hours to make it to church. They are God's people, and they are our brethren. We're very encouraged by spending time with them. Don and I then took a few vacation days to celebrate our anniversary. It was a great trip and an excellent opportunity. Now, to our brethren in Switzerland and France, Mr. Franks is making plans to come and see you next summer. I know you will enjoy his visit. I have a number of items that I'd like to bring to your attention before I give you a financial update. First, FI orientation was held on Sunday, August the 17th. Here are a few comments from Dr. Ralph Levy, Academic Affairs Officer for FI. We're off to a very good start with the orientation for the 14th year of Foundation Institute Center for Biblical Education. Our 14 students, 10 men and 4 women spent about an hour and a half meeting the faculty and learning about the program. Then everyone was able to enjoy a delicious lunch provided by Mrs. Becky Johnson. On Monday morning at 8:30, they got underway with their studies, with the first of Mr. Meyer's classes covering the Gospels. We're looking forward to a great year with lots of Bible and some enjoyable activities. Now for Mr. Dave Johnson, Registrar and Admissions Officer for FI. FI Online is on recess for the summer, so this is a good time to catch up if you fell behind. FI Online will resume right after the feast with Dr. Levy covering Ezra and Nehemiah. Mr. Doug Horchek, Operation Manager for the International Work, asked me to update you on the meetings which will begin this week. On Thursday, August 21st through Tuesday, August 26th, the Headquarters Office of the Church of God, a worldwide association, is hosting all of the full-time ministry from Latin America for the PDP, or Pastoral Development Program. They will meet for 5 days of classes here at Headquarters. Mr. Leon Walker and the administration will be conducting classes for these couples in addition to providing quality time for all of them to build bonds between each other and those of us here at the church office. The initial invitation included 27 individuals from the Spanish International area. This session of the Spanish PDP includes classes, meetings, and fellowship. They will come from 6 different countries where they serve brethren in 13 countries, from Mexico to Central America to South America and the Caribbean. Unfortunately, we have just learned that 2 of the couples will not be able to attend the conference because of health issues. We will miss them. From firsthand experience, I know this will be a lively group who love to fellowship. Another announcement. In just over a week, about 180 young people will come from several countries and 25 states to enjoy some Texas hospitality for our second national Young Adult Leadership Weekend. Attendees will enjoy meals together, activities, and practical instruction on how to live God's way of life in the 21st century. We would like to thank you for your generous donations for the Young Adult Leadership Weekend. This year, your donations have sponsored 18 young people that otherwise would not have been able to attend. Now for an exciting announcement from Mr. Franks regarding the construction of the Auditorium and Education Center. We now have a date for the groundbreaking for the new building. While the city has given us the approvals necessary to build, they require a meeting of the general contractor, Michael Walker Construction. Unfortunately, they can't schedule a meeting until October the 1st, but we do have approval to begin some preliminary construction the week before. So we are scheduling a groundbreaking ceremony for Thursday afternoon, September the 25th. While we have been disappointed in the multiple delays, it does seem that we are now ready to begin the actual construction. Thank you for your prayers and your support during this process. Mr. Franks has also asked that I give you an update on the church's finances. The finances are in good shape. God continues to bless us. The church's expenses continue to rise compared to last year. We are definitely affected by inflation. I know that's not a shock, as both you and I see higher prices for just about everything. Inflation has also affected other churches and businesses. From a business perspective, that's the cost of doing business. Going into 2025, we had budgeted to spend more money, so it is not a surprise that our expenses are more than last year. We have hired additional personnel for the ministry and in media. We have also increased the media's advertising budget. Here is the financial report. Year to date, as of Sunday, August the 17th. First, we will look at the income and expense compared to last year. Income. Income is up $590,000 compared to last year. That is a 7% increase in income. Expense. Expenses are up $712,000 compared to last year. Our expenses are 8% higher. Now, income and expense compared to budget. Income. Income is $486,000 more than what we budgeted for. Our income is 6% above budget. Expense. Expense is $657,000 under budget. Our expenses are 7% under budget. I want to thank you for your continued support for the work of the church. God has indeed blessed us, and we give Him our deepest thanks. That's all for this week's In Accord. Next week, Mr. Joel Meeker, Chairman of the Ministerial Board of Directors and the Regional Director of the French Work, will present the In Accord. It has been good to visit with you. Until next time, may God watch over each and every one of you.